Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
A former college player and coach, no handicapper in America has a longer track record of success than national handicap champion Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. As sports betting becomes more and more mainstream, it's also getting more and more corporate. Get this app. Bet with us. Let us track your phone everywhere you go. But not Lee. He's been providing personal service for his clients and appearing on my shows for 20 years. The Sultan of South Beach is a personal friend, and while we'll never say he wins every week or even hits 70% of his games, we know he's with you all the way. You won't outwork this guy. It's his personal service that's the difference. He's had hundreds of the same clients every year because even when it doesn't go well, he'll speak with you and step up and take the blame. I just wish Lee would get a little more excited when he wins. Last year, he crushed it with Thursday night patrons picks at KKHI. It's his biggest play for the clients of his service every Thursday night, and he gives it away free to patrons of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. So head over to kkhasissues.com and become a patron and get in on the freebies this year and win. And enjoy his entertainment selections here on the free podcast. Remember, these are games of interest in our area and not necessarily picks he will put up on his service at ParamountSports.com. It's presented by 360 Document Solutions online at 360documentsolutions.com. For all of Western Missouri and the entire state of Kansas, Mark Lindquist will come help your business be more productive, efficient, and profitable. Dump the expensive copiers with HP Toner. Get a new deal with 360. They'll get you out of your old one. Copiers, printers, voice over IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems, outsourced IT. If it's at your office, they can help you be more efficient. This is a great company that can help your great company. Call Mark at 913-745-5344, online at 360documentsolutions.com. Ron Buck and his team at Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. They're available 24/7 for emergencies and free inspections. Just make the phone call and they'll come check out your roof for you. 913-384-2680, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. AmazingGarageFloors.net. John Hutchins is a great American patriot. He served with honor this great land of ours. He's got a great product called Seal XP for your driveway, or he can do a fantastic new garage floor for you. Yeah, it'll last a lifetime. You're going to love getting that garage floor, guys. You've earned it. Go to AmazingGarageFloors.net or call Hutch personally at 913-901-7139 for AmazingGarageFloors.net. He is our national handicap champion. Lee Sterling is here with the picks on KKHI. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, or online at joslynsjewelry.com.
Well, Lee Sterling is absolutely on fire early in the college and pro season, and it's not just football. He had a 50-unit hit in UFC play last week. If you signed on to his Baker's Dozen a week ago, he went 11-3. I know that's 14 games, not 12. It's not 13. Baker's Dozen. He found another one. He went 11-3 in football and hit a 50-unit play in UFC. If you subscribe just to his Baker's Dozen last week, he is killing it. He's also 14-7-1 all-time for the patrons of KKHI. If you want to sign up and become a patron, you can get the Thursday night pick from Lee Sterling. He is here to talk about his big week last week. Congratulations, sir. Great hits.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It was fun. And I had invited a couple friends over last week, and they got the invite again for this week. So a little good luck. We're going to have the same food on Saturday. We're going with deli. And I can see these teams. I'm really getting to know these college teams. I've seen at least three or four games from every team, and the NFL at least three teams. So, you know, sometimes after 1 week, you know, like the Pittsburgh Steelers, they look so good second half of the first week, but now their true identity is showing. So feel good about it. And actually, even though we won 11-3, we won the Monday before that and the Sunday late game. So we're on a 13-3 run in football. So let's keep rolling. And if they want to get involved, it's not October. This month is called Locktober at Paramount Sports. 5 weeks, $397. Get everything in college football in the NFL through Monday, October 31st, and also this year we got an extra week of football, 17 games. So if you're not doing well, it's going to be a long year, 18 weeks in the NFL season. But they want to get involved through the Super Bowl, just $997, and that goes all the way through mid-February. And love to have you. Last year, 27-8 run since January 1st in the College Bowls and the NFL playoffs. So don't just play certain weeks. I always get every year someone says, well, I lost with you. I'm like, well, when were you with me? They're like, oh, the second week in October. I'm like, you got to be with me for a month or longer. I mean, it's like jumping on the stock when it's, you know, yeah, high and you buy some that one day. And it, of course, it's probably going to go down a little bit. But I have a couple. I generally will win 17 out of the 22 weeks. And if they get on with me through the Super Bowl, not only will I throw in the baseball, and we're red hot the last 4 months. You can get baseball through the World Series. I'll throw in the UFC. We won 42 of the last 64 cards since they came back after the pandemic. We won three straight, including hit each of our last 250 unit plays there. So you'll get everything in UFC through December 31st. Everything, $9.97, ParamountSports.com.
And you know, the reverse of some of this is true, Lee, because you've told me in the past, like you went 11-3 with the Baker's Dozen last week and hit on the UFC. I'm going to guess people jumped on board for the first time and then they call you and say, okay, I want to jump in for the rest of the season. You'll say the same thing to them. Okay, this was a great week. All right. We're not going to have 20 more weeks like this. We're going to do well. We're going to win for you, but this was an exceptional week. You let people know when it's really exceptional too.
Yeah, and it's all about money management. I've had some people occasionally will jump aboard after 1 week for the season, and then they lose, and they're like, I don't have any money left. You shouldn't increase your wager since you've won probably 3 or 4 weeks. So it's all about money management. Don't play teams based on, let's say, you know, you're a Missouri Tiger fan, you know, and I give out them, and you went to school there. Don't play that 2 or 3 times your normal wager. Stay within the system. It's 10 to 50 units. It's there for a reason. Generally, I hit higher. A regular play is a 20 to 25 unit play. I'm going to hit a, you know, 4 or 5% higher on the 30 to 35 units, total of maybe 8 to 10% higher on the 40 to 50 units. But those you play like 1.5 or 2 times a normal wager. You don't play it 5 or 10 times the normal wager. We're in it for the long haul. We're not in it trying to get rich in 1 week.
Okay, so it's Locktober, not Drew Locktober, just Locktober, Drew Lock from Kansas City. $3.97 for the next 5 weeks, or if you want to go the entire season all the way through the Super Bowl, get baseball and UFC through the end of the year thrown in as well, $9.97 for the full run. That is a heck of a deal, buddy.
Try to make it affordable to everyone, and that way, if they win, they're going to tell their friends about it also.
All right, 800-400-9741. Or ParamountSports.com. All right, let's jump in. You ready to roll?
Let's do it.
Let's start with college football. The Missouri Tigers are back home, and they've got the Vols coming in. Missouri is a 3-point favorite.
That was a bad setup last week. One of my games was Boston College because the Tigers had to go get on a plane, travel a few hours, and play a team they were unfamiliar with, and a team that can exploit their weaknesses, which is run defense. So, also a non-conference opponent. So, I just think that Boston College was sky high for that game. Great matchup for them. Missouri's defensive strength is third and long. They get a team in third and long situations. They're going to be successful. Now, still not a great defense, but that is their strength. And Tennessee has not been able to convert many third downs. And I just don't think either quarterback, if they play Hooker, who is not 100%, or Joe Milton. Both these guys, you know, they're retreads. Hooker didn't pan out of Virginia Tech. That's why he's here. He's not 100%. Joe Milton was the starter at Michigan. He was horrendous last year. So they can go after quarterbacks that don't know the system well, that don't know how to distribute it on a consistent basis. And then I also like the Tiger receivers. I think they're going to have some success here. So I think they're close to putting it all together. Now they face a team they match up better against here. Also, revenge, lost the last 2 times to the Vols by a combined 27 points here. This line's short, 2.5, 3. Give me the Tigers here, Missouri Tigers, 35-24.
I will be in Manhattan Saturday afternoon for Kansas State and Oklahoma. The Wildcats have won 2 in a row over the Sooners. Skylar Thompson has been their nemesis, but Skylar Thompson's interesting, the quarterback for Kansas State, Lee. We have heard earlier this week that he is ready to go, but it doesn't sound like he will go. It sounds like Chris Klieman's going to hold him out. They have a bye week next week and then Iowa State and the balance of the Big 12 schedule. So I think they're being maybe overly cautious with a sixth-year quarterback here. I don't know, but it sounds like Thompson won't go. How much of a factor is that in K-State Oklahoma?
Well, if they want to complete the season and get stronger as the year goes on, I think you hold them out. I think it's actually the right decision. So, you know, you have to err on the side of caution, a kid's health. I don't know if he's an NFL quarterback, but, you know, I think it's a tough task even if he plays here and he's not 100%. So if he gets hurt, the season is pretty much over. They have not been able to throw the football. They have not much of a semblance of a passing game here. I think this is a circle game. Last time I came to see you 2 years ago, they pulled off the upset. Everything went right. It started off, they were down 10-0, and they got some takeaways. They ran the football, played keep away here, but I think this is a circle game for Oklahoma. Things have not looked well here, but I think that Oklahoma's defensive coordinator, Alex Grinch, he's going to follow Oklahoma State's game plan from last week, and he's going to jam the box. You got to make Kansas State throw the football if Thompson doesn't play here. Also lost a key defensive lineman last week, and I think OU's the right side. So enjoy the tailgate, but OU pulls away 38-17.
And you forgot about our beautiful fall weather. It's going to be 74 and sunny. It's going to be like Miami in January. This is going to be great here. So we're
that is perfect.
Yeah.
Get there early for the tailgate,
exactly
right?
Exactly right. There's no doubt about it. Oklahoma State is a 3.5-point favorite over Baylor, which got a really nice win over Iowa State last week.
Yeah, and if you thought either of these two teams were going to be undefeated and you put down some big money line each game, you would be probably – wouldn't be vacationing in the Bahamas. You'd probably own an island in the Bahamas. So I'm impressed with both teams so far. But Baylor, you know, looking back now, I think that team was just ravaged with COVID last year. And Dave Aranda didn't know his players. I think he's put his stamp on this team now. They are really good as an underdog, 9-2 against the spread in the Big 12 as an underdog. And Oklahoma State threw for 344 passing yards last week versus Kansas State. I do not think that that's going to work against Baylor this week. So I just think they made the right decision with a quarterback, too. Charlie Brewer left for Utah. He's already left Utah since he was replaced at quarterback. And Baylor can run the ball. Sixth in the country, 271 yards per game. You're going to stay in a lot of games if you control the line of scrimmage. Wrong team favorite, Baylor, 27-23.
Ooh, love that. Let's move on to the NFL. Yep. The Chargers feeling really good after coming to Arrowhead and beating the Chiefs last week. They play the Raiders in the AFC West.
So everything's going right for the Raiders so far. They are getting improved defensive play. Gus Bradley, as we know, one of the top defensive coordinators, Derek Carr, averaging 401 yards a game passing, pulled off three close wins. Everything's got to go right for them, I think, to win this game here. The Chargers upgraded to coaching. Think that their coaching staff last year and Anthony Lynn cost them three, maybe four games. Their special teams have been upgraded. That cost them a game or two. And their offensive line. So, you know, this is a team that's playing aggressively. I think that they believe in themselves. And it wasn't a fluke that they won last week. Raiders are improved. They're 3-0, but the Superchargers are the right side here. 31-24.
At some point, somehow, some way, somewhere, the Chiefs are going to cover a spread. They're the most overinflated team in the NFL, and they have been for quite some time. A one touchdown favorite on the road. The Chiefs are 1-2 and have not looked right this year.
They haven't, and if you can find another side to a teaser, I think the teaser is the way to go here. Don't want the backdoor cover, but I'm watching this Eagles team, and even the first week when they won, everything had to go right for them to win. Very similar to the Steelers. Hurts is not accurate. Now they've got multiple injuries on the offensive and defensive line here. So it's not like Kansas City's going up against a juggernaut on either side of the ball here. And think that Kansas City got to get back to basics. So, you know, they almost have Super Bowl hangover. You see that from teams that win the Super Bowl. Well, Tampa Bay lost last week. But, you know, I think Patrick Mahomes will be honest with you, and he's great, you know, throwing on the run, throwing, you know, off balance a lot of times. But when you throw, you know, with your feet planted, generally the ball's not going to sail on you. So I think they're going to get back to basics. I think Andy Reid will be up for it, call a good game here. I think they pull away late here, 38-24.
Okay, there you go. We might actually win a couple of bucks in Kansas City this week. The game of the week is Nebraska and Northwestern. The Huskers have gotten better as the season has gone on. This is a free play for the first 10 listeners that call 800-400-9741. If you call Lee Sterling personally on that line, you will give them your game of the week, Nebraska and Northwestern, absolutely free.
Yeah, I'd love to help them out. And it's a game that I've studied and found something. You want to get it? Call right now, 800-400-9741. Call that number. You'll get the selection for Nebraska and Northwestern on me, and love to have you for the ride. Don't wait until, you know, November, December, and tell me you're down in a hole and we got to dig you out. Love to build the bankroll. So, you know, you can take that nice vacation during the holidays or looking for a new car or something like that. We've had a great year, including a 13-3 run in football. 1 month, 5 weeks, not October, Locktober, $397 or through the Super Bowl, $997. Just go to ParamountSports.com.
And I'll remind everybody, in week one, you had a 50-unit play in the NFL and won that. Last week, you had a 50-unit play in the UFC. You won that. And this week, you have a 50-unit play in college football. And if people sign up, they will get that from you as well, correct?
It's all correct.
Let's do it.
So it's fun. Love to hear from you. Love to have you come aboard. And I'm working hard, and it makes me feel good when I'm winning for everyone.
Great stuff. Thank you, Lee. I appreciate you as always.
Okay. Take care, Kevin.
Take care. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, or dial him up at 800-400-9741. I know what the 50-unit play is in college football. Generally what I do is I'll tweet that out right after the game kicks and say, here it was. So for some of you, when you see it or if you catch it on Twitter, you'll be able to follow it and see if he hits it or not. We like to be completely transparent with these things. Lee Sterling at some point will have a losing week. It'll happen. He'll own up to it. Last week was unbelievable. Just remarkable. 11-3 in football, college and pro combined. He hit a 50-unit UFC play. This week, he's offering the Locktober special, and that comes with a 50-unit game in college football this weekend. I know what the game is. I cannot tell you, obviously, here because he's in running a business, but I will tweet it out as soon as the game starts this weekend and let you know what it is. Also, if you want to get his Thursday night pick, I have that for you. There's a college game tonight, Virginia-Miami, and then the Bengals play the Jaguars. It's one of those two games, and his pick is up at the patron site at kkhasissues.com. Click on patron, become a patron, and you'll get the pick every Thursday night. If you had done this at the beginning of last season, your Thursday night patron picks, and I've got 450 patrons that we've got that can attest to this, 14-7-1, Lee Sterling on Thursday nights. And to put this in perspective, that's really hard to do because there's not much to pick from, and these games oftentimes are not part of his service. There's plenty of Thursday nights where he goes, we're taking the night off. We're not playing this game tonight. Or we're not. There's two games tonight. We're not playing either one. But I ask him to give me what he thinks is the best pick on Thursday. That's a pretty short list. So we've literally put him on the spot on these Thursday night picks, and he's still gone 14-7-1. That's really good. Again, his game of the week is Nebraska and Northwestern. If you want that one, it's absolutely free. Just give him a call at 800-400-9741. Lee Sterling's appearance on KKHI is brought to you by Merriam Body Shop. Off I-35, and what are they all subscribers to Lee Sterling over there at Merriam Body Shop? I like the spirit of that. Okay, Merriam Body Shop is just off I-35 and Johnson Drive in Merriam. They're a State Farm preferred body shop. Here's the deal with Merriam Body Shop. They're not some big corporate deal. They're just locally owned and operated. They do full collision repair, but they'll do the small jobs. They'll take your door dings out, paintless dent removal. They'll do it all right there. Call Merriam Body Shop if you want to get your car fixed up, 913-362-1198. They work in conjunction with my friend Brad and the New Car Image. This is complete custom detailing. Your car will be better than new. He has a real passion for cars and trucks. You will not believe what this looks like, what your car looks like after the New Car Image is done with it. Log on to thenewcarimage.com. That's thenewcarimage.com. And of course, Stacey Higgins and our friends at cbd-gc.com. It's Green Compass CBD, USDA organic, no THC. They grow their own. There's no middleman. It's great for pain and inflammation or for calming and focus. There's also opportunities to make some money at home as a side hustle or even a primary job. You want to learn more? Call Stacey Higgins at Green Compass CBD, 913-961-3881. Again, that's Stacey Higgins at Green Compass CBD, 913-961-3881 or online at cbd-gc.com. All right, I'm rooting for Lee Sterling this weekend, and I think I'm with him mostly on his picks here. Let's recap what they are, and I'll give you my thoughts on each one of these. He likes Missouri over Tennessee, and his argument for this is a really solid argument. Tennessee may be the one team that can't run the ball on Missouri. They are not a running football team. Missouri will score. It's what they do. They've got really good receivers. Bazalack's having a fine year. They're going to make big plays. They're going to score on Tennessee. The way teams have scored on Missouri is running at them. Boston College maybe was not the right matchup last week. Maybe Tennessee hasn't committed to the run much this year. Maybe they will more this week because that's Missouri's weakness. But if it is, they're going against their DNA. They're going against what they are. So I know this. I don't really like this game one way or the other, but I couldn't play Tennessee. I couldn't play Tennessee plus three, I don't think. I think if I'm playing the game, I've got to play Missouri because I think the one relatively certain thing in this game is Missouri is going to score 27 points or more. I think that I'm relatively certain Missouri will score 27 or more in this game. Oklahoma minus 10.5 against Kansas State. Oklahoma hasn't been very good this year. They don't look right, and Spencer Rattler has been rattled by the Kansas State defense when he has played against them. I do not believe in K-State's quarterbacks. I do not like their quarterback situation. I don't like it at all. But when you've beaten a team 2 years in a row, there's a reason why. They're playing at home, Kansas State is, and they've won two in a row over Oklahoma. They clearly do things defensively that Oklahoma doesn't like and they're not comfortable with. Oklahoma's not changed, really, its style of offense that much. K-State does things defensively that bothers Oklahoma. Oklahoma has not boat raced and gone to 52 points against anyone. That being said, I mean, what's a reasonable number here? I think a reasonable number is, you would think, Oklahoma's not going to score more than 31 in this game. I think that's a reasonable number. I could be wrong. K-State's quarterbacks could be so bad they turn it over all day. And Will Howard has had given up two touchdowns already. He's thrown a pick six, and he's fumbled in his own end zone for a touchdown. So the guy's a turnover machine. And if that's what the game plays out to be, then forget it. All bets are off. Oklahoma boat races him. But if Kansas State doesn't turn the ball over, I think we're probably talking about a game that should stay within 10.5. Should. Oklahoma could win by 14 or 17, but I don't see 52-10 or one of those things. I don't see some easy cover here from Oklahoma. I'm going to play this game. I'm going to play it the other way. I'm going to play Kansas State. Not big. Not big in any way because it's hard to bet on a team with no quarterbacks. I'm simply going off history here in what Chris Klieman has done in this game against Oklahoma and the fact that K-State's at home. It's Hall of Fame weekend. It's a sold-out game. It's going to be loud and crazy. I'm going to go with K-State and their defense to keep this game close. I don't think K-State will win. I like Oklahoma State over Baylor. And the reason I do is Oklahoma State knows how to win better than Baylor to this point. Baylor got a good win last week, but I think Oklahoma State proved last week that under Gundy, they just know how to win games. They just do it every week. They just go out and win 8 or 9 games every year. It's what Oklahoma State does. Baylor got a huge win over Iowa State. I think it's a letdown week, so I'm going against Lee here as well. I'll take Oklahoma State minus the 3.5. I don't think they're great. I think their quarterback, Spencer Sanders, was much better last week against Kansas State than he's been all year. Maybe he's found something. It's not like K-State's defense is awful. Maybe he's found something and he's getting better. I like Oklahoma State minus the points here. I'm just going to stay on this. I kind of got a rule right now in the AFC West. Lee Sterling took the Chargers minus 3.5. I'm just taking points. You know, I did the same thing with the Chargers last week because I'm taking the points. I'm taking the points in this division, especially if there's a hook on it. If this was the Chargers minus 3, I'd probably just stay away or say, no, I'll take Chargers. 3.5? I mean, who couldn't see the Chargers winning 27-24? Or it's 27-17, and Carr leads them down and scores a touchdown with, you know, 2:20 to go, and then the Raiders never get the ball back. I think that hook's a big one in the AFC West. Anytime you can get that extra half point, it's a big deal. And as much as I want to jump on the Chiefs, I know it's the right play. I know the Eagles absolutely stink. I'm going to do it. I'm going to agree with him. The Chiefs aren't right. Their defense stinks. They don't stop the run. Their coach has been in the hospital this week. They got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But this is right game, right place, right time for the Chiefs. The Eagles are bad. Andy Reid is beloved now in Philadelphia, I think would be the way to say it, even though they kind of ran him out of town. I think the team rallies for their coach. There was a lot of, you know, were the Chiefs down in the Super Bowl because of Britt Reid? We can throw that out the window now because we've seen the same nonsense this year. It's kind of what the Chiefs are right now until they fix it. But this is the week they fix it. I think the Chiefs get a good halftime lead, probably 10 points, and win this one by 17 over the Eagles. I have no smart reason to say that other than this is feel. Right game, right time, right situation. That's what I'm going with there. And Lee's game of the week is Nebraska and Northwestern. Northwestern's got a terrific coach. I don't know which way Lee's going. I haven't called to ask on the game of the week. I'm a Northwestern guy. I think they're well coached. I know Nebraska's gotten better. 11.5 seems high to me. I'll take the Northwestern Wildcats there. But if you want Lee Sterling's picks, here you go. He likes Missouri -3. He likes Oklahoma -10.5. He likes Baylor +3.5. He likes the Chargers -3.5. He likes the Chiefs -7. And his game of the week is Nebraska versus Northwestern. You can get that by calling 800-400-9741. If you want his Locktober special, just log on to ParamountSports.com. And if you want his Thursday night game, he's playing the college or the pro game tonight. That's on. It's exclusive for our patrons at KKHasIssues.com. Sign up to become a patron there for just $5 or more a month. And you get the Thursday night picks all season absolutely free by being a patron. And his pick is up and posted and ready to rock. Become a patron right now at KKHasIssues.com.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.